The dragon was a perfect nuisance for the whole of Saturday, except during the hour of noon, and then he had to rest under a tree, or he would have caught fire from the heat of the sun. You see, he was very hot to begin with. At last came a Saturday when the dragon actually walked into the royal nursery and carried off the king's own pet rocking horse. Then the king cried for 6 days, and on the seventh he was so tired that he had to stop. He heard the bluebird singing among the roses and saw the butterfly fluttering among the lilies, and he said, "Nurse, wipe my face, please. I am not going to cry any more." Nurse washed his face and told him not to be a silly little king. "Crying," said she, "never did anyone any good yet." "I don't know," said the little king. "I seem to feel better, and to hear better now that I've cried for a week. Now, nurse dear, I know I'm right, so kiss me, in case I never come back. I must try to see if I can't save the people." "Well, if you must, you must," said the nurse. "But don't tear your clothes or get your feet wet." So off he went.